Our second honor call. And we'll begin reading at verse 13. And the priests and the Levites, who were in all Israel, resorted to him out of all their coasts. For the Levites left their suburbs from their possession and came to Judah and Jerusalem. For Jeroboam and his sons had cast them off from executing the priest's office unto the Lord. And he ordained them priests to the high places, and to the devils, and to the calves which he had made. And after them, out of all the tribes of Israel, such as set their hearts to seek the Lord God of Israel, came to Jerusalem to sacrifice unto the Lord God of their fathers. So they strengthened the kingdom of Judah, and made Rehoboam the son of Solomon strong 3 years. For 3 years they walked in the way of David and Solomon. Now here in these five verses, we see that the strength in convictions, that the priests and the Levites had lost their job, first of all, but they're willing to sacrifice further because of conviction based on the Word of God. They left their suburbs in possession and came to Jerusalem. And that had a good effect on others. Verse 16, after them, out of all the tribes of Israel, such as set their hearts to seek the Lord God of their fathers, the Lord God of Israel came to Jerusalem to sacrifice the Lord God of their fathers. And that strengthened, so they strengthened the kingdom of Judah and made Rehoboam the son of Solomon strong for 3 years. They walked in the way of David and Solomon. So these five verses show that the strength in convictions. Because whenever you have believers that are willing to sacrifice for convictions based on the Word of God, they're a source of encouragement, a tower of strength, and a will of inspiration wherever they're found. But I want to emphasize, I'm talking about convictions based on the Word of God. Sir Robert Anderson wrote well when he wrote, "Opinions are our own and should not be too firmly held. But truth is divine. It's worth living for. And it's worth dying for. We're not called upon to die the martyr's death. But every one of us are called upon to share the martyr's faith. Most of us know that nature abhors a vacuum. But it's good to know also that nature also abhors a mental vacuum. Because when the mind is empty of truth, it's easily filled with prejudices that might call themselves convictions. But they're not the kind of convictions I'm talking about. I'm talking about convictions based on the Word of God." So they strengthened the kingdom of Judah, made Rehoboam the son of Solomon strong. For 3 years they walked in the way of David and Solomon. So there's strength in convictions. I'm going to tell about a true touching story that the late T.M.S. Wilson told me about a young lady who got saved in Northern Ireland in her 20s. I know I told it about 3 years ago. I think I'll bear repeating when I was speaking on Psalm 27. She got saved in her 20s. She was the first one in her family saved. And her family didn't like it. But she kept on going to all the meetings of the assembly to which she had gotten saved. And she told her dad one day, that she wanted to be baptized and received into that assembly. That upset him more than her getting saved. So he said it like he meant it, and he meant what he said. If you want to do that, I can't stop you, because you're of age. But if you do that, you won't be welcome in this home any longer. That it made it more difficult for her. But the more she read the Bible, the more she prayed, the more she attended the meetings of the saints, the more convinced she was she should obey God, cost what it may. So one Lord's Day morning, she gathered all her earthly belongings together. She didn't have a suitcase to put it in. As far as that goes, she didn't even have the contents of the suitcase. She just put it inside of a bandana, brought the four corners together, and told her dad that that Lord's Day, after the breaking of bread, she was looking over at the assembly that she wanted to be baptized and received in the assembly. True to his word, goodbye, don't come back here. We don't want to see you anymore. Well, walking to the gospel hall, she had tears down her cheek to think that her mother and father, whom she loved, didn't want to see her any longer. The late Joe Sue was there that morning. He didn't know about her, but God knew about her. He got up and he read Psalm 27 after the breaking of bread. Verse 4 especially fit her. One thing I desire for the Lord that I might seek after, that I am dwelling in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. That's why she was willing to sacrifice. Can you imagine her comfort when he got to verse 10? When my father and mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. She was just forsaken by my mother and father that very morning. And so I told this at McKees Fork, Pennsylvania. And I said, I don't know anything more about the sister, but I'm confident that God took care of her. So she got that cup when she needed it, took care of her. At the end of that meeting, Don Garnham, who used to be in Detroit and he moved back to Detroit, he asked me, whoever told you about Mrs. Will Barr? I said, Don, I don't know who I was talking about, but I told that exactly as Mr. T.S. Wilson told me in Brother McCann's home in Brookline, Massachusetts. When you told it exactly as T.S. Wilson told it at her funeral. No wonder he knew all about it. He got baptized the same night she did. And so no wonder he knew all about it. And I also should remember telling about Madeline Welshman in St. John's. She got saved at the third tent meeting connected with an assembly, and while her father was away working, when he came back home, he was so upset about it, he was under the influence of liquor, he said to her, if you're one of the sons, I'd kick you out. The only reason he wasn't kicking out because she was a daughter. And that she read Psalm 27, verse 10, and encouraged her, for my father and mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. So the strength in convictions. God helped me at the ministry meeting to follow more about convictions. I hope you can come, and I hope you got a taste of the conviction, and you want to come.